from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Pete DeMola and Lauren Stanforth report in the Times Union that last week, Greene was the only local county to have so many COVID-19 cases to reach the CDC level recommending indoor mask use. Now Columbia, Albany, Rensselaer, and Schoharie counties are added to the list. Most local counties now have reached the substantial level of community spread that requires wearing masks indoors again, as the Delta variant of COVID-19 is much more contagious and dangerous. The CDC now says, and I quote, "To maximize protection from the Delta variant and prevent possibly spreading it to others, wear a mask indoors in public if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission," end quote. Local officials say that everyone getting vaccinated is the only way out of the pandemic. Albany County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen said, and I quote, "Data continues to show vaccination decreases the risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and death. We encourage people to follow the CDC guidelines, and we will continue to evaluate the data and respond appropriately," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Representatives of National Grid were in attendance at the in-person Kinderhook Village Board meeting on July 14th to explain the utility's plans for the electric power transformer bank recently installed on a pole on Hudson Street, as well as upgrading the voltage in some parts of the village. More than half of the people at the meeting were impacted by the platform-mounted transformer bank that was attached on poles located in front of the home of former U.S. Representative Chris Gibson and Mary Gibson. The Gibsons were present at the board meeting. National Grid's Hudson engineer, Serena Hazard, along with two other company representatives, explained the reason for the large transformer platform in its current location and the plan to have it eventually moved. They said the company will add more transformers further down Hudson Street, just outside of the village, spoke about upgrading the primary voltage in the village, and making all the feeders in the village the same voltage class. Hazard explained that the work needed to be made a priority. Chris Gibson requested Hazard provide a letter assuring him that the transformer is being moved and explaining her logic. He explained that he was asking for a letter from the representatives present at the meeting, saying that he would take the issue as high as it needs to go. He said the residents of Kinderhook have not been, and I quote, "communicated to," end quote, and said they want to get to a place of trust with the corporation. Other residents noted that National Grid had turned up to do work and never notified the community, including the village board. Hazard stressed several times the project was about reliability and better service. She said if the transformer on Hudson Street is taken out now, it will mean that when there is an outage, it will take longer for service to come back on some streets in the village. After the National Grid representatives left the meeting, the board voted to approve the option to move the transformer bank on Hudson and Kinderhook Streets to a location outside the village. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the creation of new businesses in Greene County is on the rise, growing by nearly 18% from 2019 to 2020, according to a study by the Center for Economic Growth. In the 8-county capital region last year, 9,465 business formation applications were submitted to the Internal Revenue Service, a 3.2% increase over the previous year. Greene and Schenectady counties lead the region in growth. The study defines a business as corporations, partnerships, nonprofits, and sole proprietorships. Greene County Chamber of Commerce President Jeffrey Friedman said the county has seen a large number of businesses start up in the last few years, spanning many types of industries. Friedman said, and I quote, "We've had lots of new restaurants, some new manufacturing businesses, and new art-related and creative economy businesses. It has been a wide array of businesses across numerous industries," end quote. He said the growth could be a factor of a few conditions. People discovering Greene County as they leave more heavily populated areas, the availability of storefronts and commercial real estate, and the efforts of the chamber to promote the area. Greene County sales tax collections from January to May 2021 exceeded $15 million, an increase of more than $3 million over the first 5 months of 2020, according to a report from the Office of the State Comptroller. Greene County's sales tax rate is 8%. Half goes to the state and the other half goes to the county. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the only winning ticket on the Take 5 lottery drawing on July 31st, worth almost $45,000, was sold at a convenience store in Claverick, according to the New York Lottery Division. The winning ticket was purchased at the Extramont shop at the intersection of Routes 9H and 23. The ticket matched all five numbers drawn, 5, 20, 21, 22, and 30. To win the jackpot of $44,971.50. The odds of matching all five numbers picked are 575,757-1. New York Lottery prizes can be claimed for up to 1 year from the date of the drawing. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.